Part of any sort?
Well, that's what you call a barn, a crib. Corn crib was a barn.
Okay.
The cattle would sleep on the shade made by hand, you know, all handmade stuff.
Yeah.
It didn't go to no sawmill and buy it, you know, all made by hand.
Did the barn have an upper part and upstairs?
Yeah, you put your hay in it.
What'd you call that?
Well, that would be your loft, your hay loft. Downside would be your corn, sweet potatoes.
Okay.
Your animal in that shade all around.
Keep any other grain or anything in there?
Well, was your corn, pea vine. See?
Pea vine, what's that?
Well, that's a pea you would plant.
Uh-huh.
And you harvest that vine for your animal in the wintertime. You used to pull that out with a pea vine rake. It had four teeth like this,
uh-huh.
And you hold one teeth there, and you rake that hay and you dump it all like this, and that would be pea vine hay. That's about one of the best hay there was. There wasn't no mowing machine. At that time, people used to cut hay with a hoe. Cut a hay line with a hoe.
Okay, talking about hay. What about hay? Tell me about how you had to get it in. How'd you have to get it in?
You cut it with a hoe. Then they had a, you know, them thing that you cut hay with like that. The cycle.
Yeah, cycle.
That's what they cut the hay with a cycle. Let it dry, put it in, and put it in the loft.
Okay, when you let it dry, then you had to get it out of the field, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever see it stacked up in the field?
Well, you didn't have to, you could, until you get it inside.
What'd you call that when it was stacked up in the field?
A stack, hay stack, hay stack. People used to keep their hay for the whole year round, build a stack,
mm-hmm.
And put 15, 20 load of hay, and build it sharp like this, and it wouldn't spoil.
I see.
Yeah.
Huh.
They didn't have enough at all. I did that myself over here. I used to have 4 and 5 haystacks, 20 feet long, 8 feet, 10 feet high. Keep that whole year.
What about kind of haystack, you know, that maybe had a cover over it? Did you ever see those?
We never did that. We never did cover over here. Covered with hay.
Okay. What did you call it first when the hay was just out in the field, kind of in small piles?
That's what they called it. Well, you would shock your hay.
Shock?
It would be a shock.
Okay.
A shock. You make small shock until you come there. Well, now, with a wooden pitchfork. You go in the wood and get a tree made with a fork like this. You set on, you peel it. Then you stick that hay. Pick it up and put it in the wagon. They ain't had no iron handle.
Yeah.
Iron fall, they didn't have that. They had no hay rake. They had to rake it by hand.
Okay, now, what about a place where you'd keep a horse? You keep the horse where you kept
in the stable. That would be at that barn. You'd have a separate stable for each kind of animal.
Okay. What, did you have any name for any, for where you'd milk your cows, the place where you'd milk your cows?
You milk your cow right under that wooden shade, right in. There's a shade built all around that crib.
Mm-hmm.
You feed your cows there and they spend the winter there. You milk them there. I remember when you used to milk 5 different cows for the house at home.
Yeah,
5 different cows. My mother used to milk my sisters and ourselves.